New Year's is rough, you know. New Year's hurts no matter what's going on. It's I've played a lot of New Year's Eve shows, you know, and but I've honestly found that's not my favorite night to throw down, you know. Look, for a living, that's what I do, right? Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, I host a big party, and not only on stage, but I got friends backstage, and some, you know, it starts before the concert sometimes, it goes long after the concert. So a lot of times for New Year's, I'm just looking for like a really mellow hang, a good party, good friends, pretty chill. And there's some of my best New Year's. I mean, this is probably not to make for great radio, but some of my best New Year's have been just like, you know, actually hearing the fireworks go off while I'm in bed. It's like, and no, I'm going to wake up the next morning, the first day of the new year, feeling great, feeling recharged, feeling ready to go and like tackle the, go into the new year feeling good as opposed to going to it with a gigantic Jaeger bomb hangover, which I've done many, many, many times. So, you know, the goal this year is to go into it feeling pretty good, and the kids help with that because you really just don't want to be hungover with children. It's not a good feeling. You would probably admit to any crime to get them to just to feel better and to get them to leave you alone. So I'm gonna try to hit New Year's this year in stride.